This week's Cotton Newsline is Five Cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
U.S. mill use, USDA now estimates that at 3.6 million bales, which is up 200,000 bales from their estimate in August, and it's also 150,000 bales higher than the 2009 estimate, because we hear feedback from U.S. textile mills that in general orders for yarn do seem to be running at a fairly good pace right now. So I think the overall strength in cotton demand is feeding down, and even at these higher price levels, it seems we're still seeing some good demand from the U.S. textile industry.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
They were previously carrying a 15 million bale number in the August report, and then in 2009 we exported approximately 12 million bales. So USDA is a little more optimistic on the export potential for U.S. cotton as we move through the 2010 marketing year.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
One is the fact that global cotton demand continues to recover from the low levels that we saw during the recession in the latter part of 2008 and 2009. Also, some of the other countries and their supply and demand situation, which I think there's two or three developments there that are worth noting. One is India. They had instituted an export ban in the first part of 2010. They've now announced that that export ban will be removed on October 1, but there's still a lot of pressure to reinstitute that ban. The floods in Pakistan have reduced their production potential. There are also concerns about crop development in China. We know China is going to import more cotton in 2010. We've seen other announcements, even a country like Brazil, they're talking about reducing their tariff on imported cotton from 10% down to zero. So all of those things are combining to be of a positive factor as we look at U.S. export potential.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Either through shipments or what's already been sold that'll be shipped later in the marketing year. So that's now over 50% of the USDA total. The export pace has gotten off to a good start. It looks like as U.S. harvest progresses that we're going to see a larger crop produced in the United States, and hopefully the demand's going to be there from the international market so that we are able to achieve these export projections that USDA is talking about.
Cut five, coming in 3, 2, 1.
As we look at the overall balance sheet for cotton, it is interesting to note that as we went through the 2009 marketing year, we had that recovery in cotton demand coming at the same time that we saw production on a global basis fall. And as a result, we saw global stocks being reduced from around 60 million bales down to about 47 million bales. So a 13 million bale decline in stocks certainly tightened up the balance sheet as we went through the 2009 marketing year. Now as we head into the 2010 year and we look at these projections with total cotton mill use of expected 120 or so million bales and production at roughly 117, we don't have the same differential between use and production in 2010 that we had in 2009, but use is still expected to exceed production, so we're probably going to draw down stocks even further as we move through the 2010 marketing year.